14-year-old Madison Andrew embraced her mom to say goodbye. It was an evening in August, the day before school started. Andrew and her mom were standing on the shore in front of Nepauquiac's K-12 school. Students used to play there, but over time, the Kuskokwim River carried the land away, and now only 60 feet remain between the school and the water. That amount of land can be swallowed in a single storm. Andrew was uncertain whether she would have a school to attend if she stayed in Nepauquiac. She was uncertain that she could play sports if the gym was underwater. Her mom said that's why she transferred schools to Bethel, leaving behind her friends, her family, and her community.
She's pretty much my right arm, my right leg, my left arm, my left leg.
That's Madison's mom, Jackie Gray.
She does everything to helping in the house, to being there for me. So she's like a big piece of my heart is being ripped.
The village's senior elder, Annie Nelson, said when she was young, her own elders predicted all this would happen. Translator Sam Berlin helped translate the prophecies Nelson heard from her elders as a child.
When the people begin to change in attitude and love starts to get cold, they predicted the weather will begin to change and erosion will start happening and people will start moving.
Andrew's high school classmates began the academic year in a room they'd never seen the inside of before. Principal Sally Benedict addressed them there on the first day.
Technically, you guys are called displaced children because you're out of the building and in a portable room.
They had moved because their classroom in the main school was closest to the erosion. The portable was a little safer, sitting further back from the river. More students will be in portable units soon. This spring, the Lower Kuskokwim School District plans to demolish half of the school, the half closest to the river. LKSD Superintendent Kimberly Hankins says that partial demo should buy the rest of the school building some time before the river eventually reaches that too.
For an additional at least one, hopefully 2 years. So what would remain is the gym, the library, full kitchen, and then the elementary wing of the building.
The district received the demolition funding from the state this summer, but funding to build a replacement school still hasn't arrived. The new building is estimated to cost over $40 million. The state had no money in its budget last year to build new schools. Even if it did, it's prioritizing the replacement of other unsafe or overcrowded schools over Nepauquiac since the village's erosion disaster hasn't arrived yet.
Why does something have to happen first in order to get some help?
That's Principal Benedict again. In the absence of state funding for a new school, she says the district is shipping in more portable units this summer. That'll be the new home for the high schoolers, the junior high students, and some of the support staff. If there are issues with demolishing just half of the school, or there are delays in shipping in the portable units, Benedict says the last resort will be to turn to remote learning again. But some students have already gone remote early, like Annie Nelson's 7-year-old great-granddaughter Evelyn Nelson. For Evelyn's family, the decision was partially due to the pandemic, but also because of Evelyn's inability to evacuate quickly if the river reached the school suddenly during a storm. She wears leg braces because of osteoporosis. Here's her mom, Amanda Black.
She wouldn't have enough time to get out of the building, and I know she will be scared.
Evelyn loves school and asks to go even on the weekends. Math and science are her favorite subjects. Speaking on the first day of school, Evelyn said she understood her mother's decision to keep her home, but that didn't make it any easier.
I'll be sad all day because I miss my teacher and my friends.
Reporting for KYUK from Nepauquiac, I'm Greg Kim.